Well, Sophie, we kind of joked a little bit earlier today that, you know, was there going to be anybody that could really match up with you? And went through, got a nice win early on to get to the semifinals, and then get through the semifinals, you get to the championship, kind of tell some of the gamesmanship by your opponent, and the coaches really seemed to fire you up and took you to another gear. You were in major decision territory, but ended at 238, got the pin, got to feel good.
Yeah, definitely does.
Goal-wise, you know, this was the end goal of the year, was to get back to state and to get another championship. So you're working your way through that. For you being able to, I mean, last year it was you and Bryn. You had so many more girls along with you guys. You got a full girls schedule this year, and you're able to go through, you know, being able to do that. Did it prepare you any better than last year, maybe, for this run to the state tournament?
It's definitely, I like having more teammates to, like, encourage me, and then also me coach them up. It's definitely, instead of just having to sit there the whole tournament, I know I get to cheer some other people on. It's definitely exciting. I liked it a lot more than I did last year.
Of course, saw you, you know, right next to your dad, you know, Coach Chad, you know, you're right there with him, and you're cheering those girls up. So when you're in a tournament like that and you're able to kind of do that, you know, does it kind of help you kind of lock in and focus in just that much more when you're kind of keeping your mind off of your individual match and you're kind of locked in on what they're doing, and then so you're not worrying as much.
Yes.
You're kind of getting too much in your head.
Yeah, definitely. I don't get to sit there and think about my match. I get to think about my friends, my teammates' matches, and help them, because they're all mind games. They're all nervous, and I get to help coach them, make them less nervous, and definitely helps me too.
Of course, now you got a couple of weeks, you know, got the cut above your eye, so you get to, you know, hopefully get that to heal a little bit, get, you know, with those stitches and everything. So having those 2 weeks, you know, for you, are you the type of wrestler that you're like, no, I'm ready to go, let's go now, or are you really going to cherish that 2 weeks to be able to, you know, like I said, get things healed, get your body right, and be ready to make another run? Because obviously girls are going to be gunning for you, knowing that you're a returning state champ.
Yes, definitely. I'm glad I have the 2 weeks off. I can reset and just get some couple more good practices in, and then next week can go support my teammates at Boys State and just get a week off, 2 weeks off, and definitely prepare my mind for state.
Of course, as you prepare, you know, in the back of your mind, you know, is that something that you're thinking about too? Like I said, that there's going to be girls gunning for you, because you know your name's known now. You know, it's out there, it's been out there, and you know, obviously, like I said, girls are going to be gunning for you. So, you know, is there any pressure on you, or you just take that as, you know what, yeah, I mean, I'm just looking to set the bar higher. So, no pressure, because I've already done that. But at the same time, it's like I know what I can do and get there again and get on that podium at the top again.
Yeah, I use it as motivation. I know everyone in the state. There's, 16 girls left in the bracket. There's 15 of them that want to come and beat me, and I just use it as motivation to make me better, and so I can come back on top next week. 2 weeks.